So this child might be 3 years or 2 years, less than 3 years. That means when he was 85 or 86, he begot his child. This is the purpose, the purpose. This is family life. He is going to die after 1 or 2 years, and he still is begetting child. Therefore, this word is used. Prabhayata. This is not proper life. That up to the point of death, one has to beget a child. This is animal. Human life is maximum 50 years, that's all. After that, by force, panchasadham panam dhaga, give up this family. And if you don't give up, then you remain and go on begetting children. Janamaitunadigrihamedisukhamitucham. What is the happiness of this grihamedi life, attached to family life? The only happiness is this sex. That's it. Otherwise, there is no happiness. They are working day and night. Therefore, at the present moment, the tendency is to kill the child. Because to enjoy sex life means there must be pregnancy. But when there is pregnancy, either illicit or legal or illegal, the child bearing, giving birth to the child, then taking care of it, then growing, raising, feeding him, education, so many troubles there is. But Pitpantani Hakripana Bahudukovala. There Kripana, those who are not Brahmana. The Brahmana means liberal or advanced in knowledge. And Kripana means mild. So, the opposite word of Brahmana is Kripana. Kripana, because one who is liberal, he knows how to utilize this life. Therefore, he is called Brahmana, Brahmajana. This life is meant for knowing Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. That is Brahmana. Brahmajana people. And if somebody getting this human life, he does not become a Brahmana, then he remains Kripana, mild. Kripana means mild. He has got some millions of dollars, but he do not spend it. He keep it in his head. And see there, oh, I have got so much money. They are people. Why? You keep money. Utilize it. Distribute it for Krishna. That is Brahma. Why should you keep it? But the people, they do not know how to utilize the money. The money belongs to Krishna. Ishavasamidam sattvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. That's a fact. Bhuktaram jankutabhatam sarvalokumahisaram. So he is the proprietor. Somewhere other, just like in our society, somebody is entrusted with millions of dollars to spend. But that money is Krishna's money. It is not his money. Similarly, You take big society, the nation, the community, whatever money is there, that is Krishna. See, if we spend it properly, concentratedly, for Krishna consciousness movement, then it is properly. Otherwise, he becomes a creeper, mind. He got the opportunity to serve Krishna. Krishna gave him so much money, but he kept it without any use. That is called creeper. So Brahmana has, Brahmanas have already explained, the Brahmana's business is dana pratigraha. He collects. Brahman has the right to collect from his disciple, spiritual master. But he is distributing dana pratigraha. He will be also a man charitably disposed, spending that money for public welfare, for Krishna consciousness. Kripana. Kripana, this word is used. Kripana phala hetava. The Kripanas, they are simply trying to get some benefit. Another word is used. Janamayukunadigrihamayi sukham mitutsam. Kandhane natarayu divadukha dukham. Tripanta neha kripana bahudukha bhaya. Kandhateva manasida visayeta dhira. Dhira satta namayati. This word is used. Dhira. So, if one is not dhira, adhira, agitated always, they will go on beginning till then, one after another. There has to be 89 years. Yoga, why? Tippante, they are not satisfied. Although to begin to chant means so many troubles, if you are responsible father. And those who are not responsible, father and mother, they want to kill. This is the psychology of killing children nowadays. Because they know that this child, I have to take care so much, and bahudukha bhaya. There are Tippan the very analytical study. Janamai punari grihamedi sukham mitucham. This happiness of the grihamedi, family attachment, family you can utilize, grihastha. If you have inconvenience to accept sannyasa brahmachari life, remain in a household life. But the purpose is the same. To develop Krishna consciousness. If one is in the family life and is trying to advance in Krishna consciousness, he is called Grihastha. And his family life is called Grihastha Ashram. Just like Sannyas Ashram. Ashram means where there is activities, spiritual. That's called Ashram. So if you remain as Grihastha, family man, then no harm. But utilize for advancement of Krishna consciousness, then you are Grihastha. But if you do not know that, if you simply remain a family man for satisfying your senses and negating children after the point of death, that is called Grihami. These two words. Apashtadamathatam Grihesu Grihame Dila. So one should not be Grihame. One may become Grihastha. That is the difference. So this this man, Ajami, was not a grihastha, because his beginning of life is that he gave up his married life. He was married with nice wife, coming from respectful family, but he gave up that, and he was attached to a maid servant, and he gave up his real family life. He became a family man with his maid servant, and go on creating children. That was his life. Therefore, this word is used particularly, Tosha Pravayasa. Because old era, a stage was beginning. But one who is Brahmana, he would not stay in family life more than 50 years. Panchasuddham Bhanam Bridget. One must go to the forest. Forest means bone. And therefore, one who goes to the forest, from the word bone, it is born. Bana prastha, prastha man, one who has gone. This is regulative life. One has to take leave from this family life and accept the vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means that prior to accepting the renounced order of life. The husband and wife goes out of home and travels in many holy places to associate with holy man and take his instruction just to prepare for sannyas. So, when one is fully equipped in knowledge, then he asks his wife to go to home to be taken care of by the elderly children, and becomes a sannyas. This is called varnasambhav. This is real purpose of life. Four varnas, four classes of man, up to fourth class, not up to tenth class. And then, spiritual life, brahmachari, yastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This institution is called varnasambhav. Four varnas and four as. So, when one is educated or trained by this varnasam institution, then his human life begins. Otherwise, he is animal. One who does not take to this varnasam, he remains in the animal life. That is the basic system. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Ramanandara, what is the aim of life? Ramanandara immediately replied that Varnasrama Charvata Purushina Parapuma Vishnu Aradhati Humsa Nannat Tathotuka. The real purpose of life, goal of life, is to satisfy Vishnu. Vishnu, Lord, the Supreme Lord, or Vishnu. This is life. To become Krishna conscious, to know Krishna, and try to satisfy. That is life. So, to enter into this elevated life, fulfilling the desire or the aim of life, is varnasam charvata purushena parapuma Vishnu aradha. Vishnu aradha se, that is required. How to become Krishna conscious and Vishnu conscious and to worship him. So that begins with this varna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knew that this is Kali Yuga. It is very, very difficult to engage people strictly in the varnasram dharma. Actually, it is difficult. We are going, if you open a varnasram college, there will be no student. Because they will think, what is this nonsense, varnasram? Let us learn technology, get good studies, and have mercy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, Yo Vajja Age Kahoha. In this age, it is not possible. Varnasram. So, Age Kaho, if you know something better than this, you say. So, in this way, Ramananda Raya recommended that Padmakriya, Sannyas, so many stages. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on saying, Iho Vaj Jhagata. This is useless. No. If you know better than something. So then, at last, not at last, in the middle, Ravananda Raya said that Jnana Priyasam Dupasana Mantaiva Namantaiva Bhavadiya Vatam Sthane Sthita Sativata Tanumanogi. The purpose is that all these processes recommended in the Shastra, Varnashram Dharma, acceptance of sannyas or other karma tyag, misra, karma misra gyan, there are so many. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yovach. But when he quoted one passage from Srimad Bhagavatam, quotation, that is the statement of Lord Brahma, Jnane Prayasam Udupasa Namantaya Sanamukuritana Bhavadiya Vata Thane Sita Sudhivatana Chanuvana Manuhi. Jiprayasa Jita Jitapati Taiti Nakyam. Our aim is how to realize God, that is it. So there are so many different processes recommended in the Shastra. Varnasram Dharma, Karma Tyag, Karma Chandya, Jnana Nishtha Bhakti, Karma Nishtha Bhakti. So all of them were rejected by Chaitanya. But when he put in this verse, what is this? Jnana Prayas. People are trying to understand the absolute truth by speculation, according to one's knowledge. The so-called philosophers, theologists, they are useless. You cannot speculate to understand the absolute truth. That is not possible. Therefore, Brahma recommends that one should give up this nonsense practice. It is not nonsense, but at the present moment, it has no use. The so-called theosophists and theologists or philosophers, they do not know. Speculate. So, this sort of practice, jnana prayasa, endeavoring after knowledge, jnana prayasa, udapasa. Then, what is it called? Namantaiva. Just become submissive. Don't think yourself as very great philosopher, theologies, scientists. Just be humble. My dear sir, just be humble. Namantaiva. Then what will be my business? All right, I shall become humble. And how I shall make profit? Namantaiva sarvakritāna bhavadīyabhāta. Just hear the message of God from home, sarvakritāna, through the mouth of devotees. Not professional, not glamour. Through the mind of mouth through the lips of the elbow. So, then next, I will have to become sannyas or virastha or what? No! Sanyasika, you remain wherever you are. Either you are a grihastha or a vanaprastha or apart from that, either you are a medical man or engineer or politician or businessman or shopkeeper, something, your position is there. So you remain in that sanyasika. You remain in it. Simply, you have to hear the message of Godhead, Krishna, through the realized sentient person. This is the advantage. And if you go on speculating, you will never be able to understand. Therefore, give up this practice. Yāne priyāsam mudupas namantar, be submissive. If you think, oh, I am so much advanced, I can speculate. Why shall I go to a devotee and hear from him? No, you have to adopt. Why? If you want to conquer the ajita, ajita means Krishna God. Nobody can conquer, but you can conquer. How? By this one. Remain in your process. Remain in your situation, in your occupation. But try to hear from the realized soul. Very simple. But this process is a commandment. So, to realize that, yadi, if somebody follows this process without mental speculation, and if he has got intelligence by hearing from the realized soul, he will realize everything. Krishna will also help him from within. Guru means Krishna without. And super soul means Krishna within. So Krishna is so kind that he is ready to help us from within and without. Both of us. We have to take advantage of this. So if we become devotees, Sāne sthitā sutigatāṁ tanuvāṁ manopi. And indeed, our body, mind, tanu means body. Vāṁ means world. Tanuvāṁ manopi. And mana means mind. There are but three things. Mind, this body. And world, vāṁ. So we can serve Krishna according to the direction of the Shastra. Shastra, Guru, Satan means, one who acharya means, one who knows Shastra. He will not speak anything which is not in the Shastra. He will never say, in my opinion, you can do that. No. He must give evidence from the Shastra. Therefore, our practice is, whenever we speak something, immediately we quote from authoritative sources. In this way, here it is said, tatsa pravayasa putra vata. So in his so-called Grihamedi life that I am going to explain, Grihamedi life means darkness. He now simply has to be a check, that's all. Up to the 85th year. He's going to die next moment. So he is fortunate that he named his son Narayana. This is God's name. This was done. Krishna is so kind because in his youthhood he was a devotee. Not devotee, he was trying to become a devotee. Vigor, he was initiated. He had begun his life as Karna Kubje, which is vigor. He was initiated, but he fell down. Later on, he fell down in contact with the prostitute. therefore he lost his all qualification. And you are busy, instead of serving Krishna, you are busy in bigger interests. Up to the 85th year. Therefore, Prabhupada saw. Although he had, but the last one is 10. Although he had 9 sons, he still at the 85th year he is creating error. That is called Kripa. Pitpanta Minghap Kripana Bahudukkhapa. Kandute Vamanasida Vikaya Tadhira. Dhira, one who is sober, he thinks, what is the use of simply begetting children? 1, 2, 3, that's all. Let me engage now in Krishna love. That is dhira, sober. So, we should not be like this or that. Go on begetting children, children. After 85th year. No. This arm to Obama, the most junior, this month, the latest tradition. They are very much fond, father and mother. It is said, Balu Narayana Namna Pitrosa Daitam Visam. Pitra means parent, father and mother, naturally. Daitam. Very merciful upon him than all others. Reason, sufficient. So the idea is that by God's grace, because in the beginning of his life he engaged himself to be Krishna conscious and was initiated, but later on, but the first assessment of his life, that helped him, that Krishna gave him the advice. All right, you keep your this youngest son's name Nara, because he will be naturally attached to this boy, and we'll call him Narayan. Please come here. Narayan, take your food. Narayan, take your drink. So you chant Narayan. All right. Thank you.